I caught an answer right out of the book and parroted it. I'll take command and act as circumstances permit, sir, according to the tactical situation as I see it.
You will, eh?
The colonel grunted.
And you'll buy a farm, too. That's all anybody can do with a foul-up like that. But I hope you'll go down swinging and shouting orders to somebody, whether they make sense or not. We don't expect kittens to fight wildcats and win. We merely expect them to try. All right, stand up. Put up your right hands.
He struggled to his feet. 30 seconds later, we were officers. Temporary, probationary, and supernumerary. I thought he would give us our shoulder pips and let us go. We aren't supposed to buy them. They're a loan, like the temporary commission they represent. Instead, he lounged back and looked almost human.
See here, lads. I gave you a talk on how rough it's going to be. I want you to worry about it, doing it in advance, planning what steps you might take against any combination of bad news that can come your way, keenly aware that your life belongs to your men and is not yours to throw away in a suicidal reach for glory, and that your life isn't yours to save, either, if the situation requires that you expend it. I want you to worry yourself sick before a drop, so that you can be unruffled when the trouble starts. Impossible, of course, except for one thing. What is the only factor that can save you when the load is too heavy? Anyone? Nobody answered.
Oh, come now,
Colonel Nielsen said scornfully.
You aren't recruits, Mr. Hassan.
Your leading sergeant, sir, the assassin said slowly.
Obviously. He's probably older than you are, more drops under his belt, and he certainly knows his team better than you do, since he isn't carrying that dreadful, numbing load of top command. He may be thinking more clearly than you are. Ask his advice. You've got one circuit just for that. It won't decrease his confidence in you. He's used to being consulted. If you don't, he'll decide you are a fool, a cocksure know-it-all, and he'll be right. But you don't have to take his advice. Whether you use his ideas or whether they spark some different plan, make your decision and snap out orders. The one thing, the only thing, that can strike terror in the heart of a good platoon sergeant is to find that he's working for a boss who can't make up his mind. There never has been an outfit in which officers and men were more dependent on each other than they are in the MI, and sergeants are the glue that holds us together. Never forget that.